Hi guys, welcome back to the Tanaka Wayne Show. I'm your host Tanaka Wayne Asani, and I'm back. Right, I'm actually so nervous right now because this is going to be my first episode for this upcoming season, and I haven't made an episode in a long time. And I don't even remember the last episode that I made. What was it about? I don't even remember. Honestly, let me actually check, because it looks like I made 5 episodes last time, and it has been a long time. Almost like 9 months or like 10 months, I think. That's a very long time. I'm actually a bit nervous right now because the way that I've been procrastinating making this episode is just it's just overwhelming. You know, to think about generally. But I'm actually very excited, low-key, and no, am I excited? I wouldn't say excited per se, but I think I'm in the mental space that is allowing me to actually make an episode, you know? So I'm not going to promise any episodes very soon because I don't know when next I'm going to feel this calm and, you know, this capable of making an episode. But yeah, so today I don't have my wife, by the way, so I'm drinking water. And I really wish I had wine right now, but I'm not really in the mood of drinking, like, to be honest. So without further ado, this was a very long intro, by the way. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. So in this episode, I'm just going to be ranting. Honestly, I feel like I've kind of realized that I rant a lot. My first episodes normally are about me just, like, you know, telling you how my year has been, or like whatever it might be that I'm telling you, without having a specific scheme, you know, to like the whole thing. So I think I just want to talk about my year. You know, the year is coming to an end, and I have had a very long year. I think this year I've learned a lot, you know. I definitely had good times and bad times. Sometimes I even think I had more bad times than good times, honestly. But I think, yeah, it's been a roller coaster. That's all I can say, you know. Just to give you the retrospect of the situation. So where do I even begin? When was the last time that I made an episode? I think the last episode that I made was in February. I did one in March that I posted with Billy, but I Billy told me to remove it before people even listen to it, so that one doesn't count. So, February, a lot of things happened. A lot of things happened after, like, February and going on onwards. And even that episode that I recorded in February, I think I made it last year, if I'm not mistaken, because I remember that I had classes that, like, I was still going for classes, and that day, the day that I recorded that episode, I didn't have a class. So when I posted it in February, we were still on holiday, I think, so winter break. So I think, it was probably last year, the last time that I, like, officially recorded a podcast and, you know. So a lot of things have, let me just speak from January. A lot of things have happened since January, and I'm not going to get in detail, you know, about everything, but I think this year has been eye-opening, and I've lived, I've learned, I had so much fun. Okay, one thing about it, I had so much fun this year, but I was thinking, like, I had too much fun, because it came to a point where I was going out so much to such an extent where I didn't really find the joy or, like, the excitement in going out. I think generally I've never been an outgoing person, if I can say, you know. But a lot of things did change for me after I got back from Zimbabwe last year, around September, I think. That's when I started going out, like, a lot, you know? So I think that whole thing went on for a long time, to a point where it became, what's the word? It became such a normal thing for me to go out. It was like a daily thing, you know? Not a daily thing, not really a daily thing. Oh no, it wasn't a daily thing, but it was quite often, to a point where it felt like a daily thing, like I was going out every day, you know? So I think because of that, like, I lost excitement. Like, there was no excitement whatsoever to go out. The only reason I was going out was to just go out, you know? And what's the point in that? Because I feel like if you plan to go out, you should actually go out to have fun. That's the whole point. For me, personally, let me speak for myself. I don't know about other people. People have different reasons to go out. But yeah, I think that was, like, the majority of my year. I think, like, going out, like, spending time with my friends and stuff, which I did enjoy, but I think I didn't have time to myself, you know, to reflect on, like, a lot of things that were happening, a lot of things that I wanted to reflect on, but I could not because I was too distracted by all of the things that were happening around me. And at some point, it felt like I was very much appreciative of the distractions, because I didn't want to come to terms with a lot of things that were happening in my life at that point in time. And okay, most of the things I'm not really ready to talk about, but I think they really played the biggest part of how my year turned out to be, and, you know, put me in this position that I am at this point in time, you know. So I think, yeah, like, I had oh, I had fun. Let me not even, I feel like I'm just going in circles at this point, but this feels like a memo, like, honestly. It's like I'm making an input in my diary. But, yeah. I had fun. Okay, my birthday was fun. Oh, I had fun on my birthday. Oh, shout out to my friends. I love my friends. I'm not even gonna lie. Shout out to my friends. They really did a number for me. To like, for me to enjoy my birthday. I think that was one other thing that I would say, like, I really enjoyed. My friend literally traveled from Poland to come, because we had our birthdays the same week. His birthday is March 17th and mine is March 15th. So he came, he landed on my birthday, and he was there with me, like, throughout, I feel like, until, like, the end, for, like, a week or two, I don't really remember, but he really enjoyed, I had fun, I really appreciated that, like, I was like, oh my god, like, because I missed him so much, right? The last time that I saw him was last year in Zimbabwe, and he came through, and that was fun, I really liked that. What else? Oh, my friend graduated. My friends graduated, actually, two of them. And both of them left. Which is like, you know? But like, I'm very, like, proud of them, because they really did something for themselves, they achieved something for themselves, you know, and that, like, I feel like those days were, like, one of the one of the days that really made me happy, like, watching them, you know, graduate and stuff. That was, like, really fun. That was really fun. And then after that, there was a time, like, after the graduation, this was towards summer. This was actually summer, beginning of summer, yeah. So we went out, like, okay, that first month, like, June to July, I actually had fun going out. I wouldn't, like, that time I'm not gonna say, like, oh, I was out of it or anything. Because I actually really did enjoy going out. I think there's one topic that I do want to cover, but, like, I do want to talk about it, but it's, like, not really get deep into the whole, like, situation. I think, yeah. I think the hardest part of my year, I think I'm just talking about hard parts at this point, because I'm not really talking about the nice parts. That kind of says a lot about me, but am I pessimistic, Loki? I don't know. No, I'm not. I'm actually not. But I feel like, yeah. I think one thing that happened to me that really put me in, like, a state of depression, and it made me want to distract myself, as I was saying in the beginning of the podcast. Like there were a lot of things that were happening to just, like, distract me and stuff, and I appreciated that, but to some extent it was like, okay, I wasn't really dealing with what I was supposed to deal with. And knowing myself, I'm very self-aware, you know, and I like to deal with emotions. Like, I'm an emotional person, generally. And I think I like to deal with emotions by myself, you know? But for some reason, this time around, it was very difficult for me to be in that position to be by myself. I actually wanted to be around people, you know? I might have not appreciated it enough in that time, but like now that I look back at it, I'm like, I actually wanted that, you know? I actually wanted people around, and it's a hard pill to swallow, you know? But I'm an appreciative person. I did tell my friends how much I appreciated them being around for me, you know? Before my birthday, my aunt passed away. A day before my friend's birthday, actually, my aunt passed away, and I, even talking about it, like, it's not something that I think I'm gonna do a proper episode on, like, death, you know, because I think I've lost people in my life. Like, important people, not just distant people. I've lost important people. People who raised me. People who I loved. People who I cared for, you know. And I think because I lost them at a very young age, right? And it was very difficult for me. But I think because I was young, it wasn't easy for me to process it, you know? But, like, now that I look back at it, I just think, like, time heals, you know? And maybe because I was young and now, like, I was growing up and now I'm at this age that I'm at, it's something that I look back at and then I'm just like, yes, I did lose this person, you know? But thinking about it, I think about it from, like, an appreciative state of mind. Like, I really appreciated that person, you know, like, I love them, you know? And it's like, yeah, I'm happy that they're in a better place. But in that moment, it was like, why did this have to happen, you know? So I think now that, like, I lost my aunt, right, who was very close to me, It was very difficult for me, you know? I didn't want to deal with the emotions. They were there, like, they were overwhelming. But I just wanted to not think about it. I just wanted to not be in a space where I have to deal with those emotions, you know? So she passed away a day before my friend's birthday, right? And my friend came over. And I didn't tell anyone that my aunt passed away, actually. I did tell someone, but that's a story for another day. I did tell someone about it, but that person was the only person who knew that my aunt passed away. You know, amongst my friends. I didn't even tell my closest friends, like, all of them. I didn't tell them until like days later, I think. So I just posted it on, I posted her picture on my WhatsApp, but like this was like a day later or like 2 days later, I'm not really sure. So my friend came over and he was telling me about, like, his birthday, like, the plans that he had and stuff like that. And then I was like, yeah, like, you know, I really wanted the distraction. I didn't want to be alone at home, you know, because living alone is just it being living alone and having to lose someone is just like overwhelming, you know. It's just, I don't know how to explain it, but like, mind you, I'm in a completely different country and I'm far away from everyone. My mom, my parents are in the UK, my family, the rest of my family, Zimbabwe, my sisters are in Dubai, wherever they are, right? And it's like, all of them, they had people around them, you know? And me, I was just like, I was alone, completely. Like, no one way or two ways about it. I didn't have any close relative, you know, with me. I was like alone throughout the whole thing. This way, my friends come in and they help me with this whole process. Like, guys, I appreciate friends, because like friends really do play a part in like healing, you know. They play a part in a lot of good things that happen in your life. And I feel like I will never stop appreciating my friends enough, like, honestly, like, every day. They even find it annoying sometimes, but I always make an effort to tell them how much I appreciate them. So it was like, fast forward, like, I even went to his birthday, but, like, I couldn't even stay for long. I couldn't even have a drink, actually. I tried, but I couldn't. I couldn't eat. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't function. Thank God, like, that time, I was having my internship, and I didn't have classes that I had to attend. And I spoke to my supervisor and told her that, girl, I'm sorry, I can't make it. Like, I was even supposed to travel to Zimbabwe, but I don't know what happened. I ended up not going. And that even made it worse. I think because everyone, my sisters went back home, my mom went back home. And I was like, you guys, you are going to Zimbabwe and you're leaving me. Yeah, okay. We shall see. But yeah, so it was like, it just made everything a bit more difficult for me. And I think, like, that really taught me a lot, you know. It's like, I had to grow up. I've always been a person who deals with emotions by themselves anyway. So it's like, in that moment, I actually wanted to be around people, but at the same time, it was like two parts of me were fighting each other, because a part of me was like, yeah, you have to go back home. Another part of me was like, no, just be by yourself, go through this by yourself, da da da, you know? So yeah, that was like majority of my year, like having to deal with that, and also having to deal with my breakup. My breakup, which happened 5 days after my birthday. Can you imagine? March was really a lot for me. Like, I'm not, imagine my birthday month, all of those things having to happen. Eh? Guys, if I tell you, hey, I have stories, but I feel like I've, moral of the story, we live and we learn, you know, we're always growing, and I love growing, I love growth, you know, it might be difficult sometimes, but it's very much needed, and it's necessary. So, when the universe is telling you something, like telling you to grow out of things, and like just like trying to help you be the best version of yourself that you possibly can be, you know, listen to it. Allow yourself to to just like live a happy life, allow yourself to grow, allow yourself to attain all of the good things that you want for yourself, you know? I think that's one thing that I, like, not one thing, I learned a lot. One of the many things that I learned is, like, allow yourself to grow. Because I think a lot of people, they see certain things and then they stay in those. Okay, let me speak for myself. I used to see a lot of things. A lot of things did happen, not just this year, but, like, even before. Like, so many years, like, my whole life, generally. And there were instances where I would stay in certain situations where I knew that I'm not supposed to be there, you know? But, you know, as we grow, we learn. And I've learned. I did learn a long time ago, though, many years ago, to just, like, allow yourself to grow. But, like, this year, I think it was very... It had more oomph. You know, even though it was difficult, I think now that I look at it, I'm like, a month ago, even, or 2 months ago, I wasn't in that mindset where I was like, yeah, I'm ready to grow out of a lot of things. But now, I do see myself not revisiting environments that are not meant for me, you know? Yeah. So, I didn't want to make this podcast too long, you know? But I'm going to give you an episode, you know, about relationships, friendships. I know I did make an episode last season about that. About relationships and friendships. But that, like, when I made that podcast, like, I had someone else's perspective, which I really liked that. I really liked his perspective, Jonathan. I really liked his perspective on that whole discussion that we had. But I think in this season, I think I want to make more episodes about my experiences specifically, you know? And obviously I'm going to have guests and we're going to discuss a lot of things, you know? But majority of it, I think I pray and I hope that I actually make these episodes. And yeah, we're going to see how it works out. You know, guys. So, I think this marks the end of our episode. You know, I'm actually, like, I'm trying to breathe right now. It's like very difficult, but I'm very nervous still. To even post this, because it's, you know, I like to be as authentic as I possibly can be with you guys. So I'm not going to cut any of this out. I'm just going to be, because I feel like there are a lot of people who want to do a lot of things, you know, in life, and they do get anxious, you know? They do get nervous, and, like, them being nervous and anxious, it stops them from doing the things that they really want to do, you know? So I feel like if someone hears me talking about this and actually know what I'm also going through to be able to give you guys this podcast, maybe they might tell themselves that, yeah, I think I'm going to make an episode, or I think I'm going to go to do fashion, or I think I'm going to go modeling, I'm going to take a picture, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, da, 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 you know? So, yeah. And also, I really appreciate the people who have been asking me to make an episode. People tell him, even one episode, please just make an episode. And I appreciate those people because they really helped me to get out of that like whole mental pause that I had, you know, for the past 9 months or for the past year generally. So I think, yeah, this marks the end of our podcast episode. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. If you listened to the end, thank you so much for listening. And please share and subscribe. You know, even until now, I don't really know if people can subscribe to podcasts. But please share, subscribe, like, comment, give me suggestions of any topics that you would want me to cover. Yeah. So before we come to the end of this episode, free Palestine, free Sudan, free Congo, guys. I feel like people are not really talking. People actually are talking about this so much, you know. But if you're listening to this podcast and you don't know about what is happening in Palestine, what is happening in Sudan, what is happening in Congo, you know, I think you need to just go on the internet, go on Google, go on Instagram, go on Twitter or X, go wherever, go online basically, and just research, do your research and see what is happening in the world. So thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you very, very much. I appreciate you guys. Bye.